Good morning. It's Wednesday, April 22nd, and this is Mamoun Azeem with the Morning News. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know. A last-minute decision has delayed a potential escalation in the Iran conflict. U.S. President Donald Trump has extended a ceasefire with Iran, buying more time for negotiations after a day of uncertain diplomacy in Washington. Planned talks in Islamabad were postponed, with Vice President J.D. Vance's trip never confirmed and Iran not committing to attend. Trump said the extension came at Pakistan's request to allow Tehran to present a unified proposal. Analysts say the move reflects both caution and pressure, as the war nears 2 months with no clear resolution. While the pause offers breathing room, key disagreements remain unresolved, leaving the path to peace uncertain. Another news. Another resignation is shaking Capitol Hill. Democratic Congresswoman Sheila Trefilis McCormick has stepped down after an ethics investigation found she committed more than 20 violations, including misuse of campaign funds. Prosecutors allege she diverted disaster relief money into her campaign and spent it on luxury items, including a high-value diamond ring. She denies wrongdoing, calling the probe a witch hunt, but resigned ahead of a possible expulsion vote. House leaders say the evidence was clear and convincing. She now faces federal charges that could carry decades in prison if convicted. The case adds to a wave of recent resignations, raising broader concerns about accountability in Congress. Another news, a major tech company is under unprecedented scrutiny. OpenAI is facing a criminal investigation in the United States over whether its chatbot, ChatGPT, played a role in a deadly mass shooting at Florida State University. Prosecutors claim the suspect used the AI tool for advice on weapons, timing, and target locations. OpenAI strongly denies responsibility, saying the chatbot provided only publicly available information and did not promote harm. Authorities are now exploring whether AI companies can be held legally accountable in such cases. Experts say this could become a landmark test for the future of AI regulation, with wide-reaching implications for the tech industry. Around the world, an incident in Lebanon has sparked outrage and disciplinary action. The Israeli military says it has jailed two soldiers for vandalizing a statue of Jesus in a Christian village in southern Lebanon. The act, captured in widely shared images, drew strong condemnation. Officials say the soldiers will face detention and removal from combat roles, while others present are under review. The military described the act as a clear violation of its values and emphasized that operations target militant groups, not civilians or religious sites. A replacement statue has since been installed. The incident highlights the sensitivities surrounding cultural and religious symbols amid an already volatile conflict. Another news. Rising tensions are reshaping the global energy landscape. Gulf nations are increasingly concerned that ongoing U.S.-Iran negotiations may solidify Tehran's control over the Strait of Hormuz, a critical route for about 20% of the world's oil supply. Analysts say recent talks are focusing less on Iran's military capabilities and more on managing its leverage over the waterway. Iranian officials have described the strait as a golden asset and a powerful deterrent. Gulf sources warn this shift could leave regional security concerns unaddressed while prioritizing global economic stability. As diplomacy continues, the balance between energy security and geopolitical risk remains a central challenge. Another news. Efforts to stabilize Lebanon are gaining momentum. French President Emmanuel Macron has pledged support to help Lebanon prepare for potential negotiations with Israel as a fragile ceasefire holds. Lebanon's prime minister says the country urgently needs $500 million to address a growing humanitarian crisis following weeks of conflict. Meanwhile, Lebanese leaders warn that continued Israeli military presence could trigger renewed resistance. European officials have also criticized Israel's actions as disproportionate. With U.S.-mediated talks expected soon, the focus is on whether diplomacy can extend the ceasefire and open the door to lasting peace, or whether tensions will rise again. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.